ministry applauds a walkout at the UN Racism Conference. One Hope takes on the challenge of truth in Ghana, and a Uganda mission team is ready for action. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United States and eight other Western countries walked out of the United Nations Racism Conference.
The conference itself is going to be approving the statements that were made at the last conference in Durban, in which Arab countries linked Israel's policies to racism. And by participating, that would mean that we approve of that statement, and we simply can't do that.
Glenn Penner, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, says there are significant concerns raised about its fairness.
Countries such as Pakistan and Iran could take these resolutions from the United Nations and say, we have justification for cracking down on people who blaspheme Islam, because the United Nations says that it's a violation of human rights. And so in the name of human rights, these countries could violate human rights.
Islam is the only faith protected under a recent resolution to protect religion from criticism.
Many of these Arab countries are now taking this tact of tying the two together and saying that if you criticize Islam, you're just being racist, and therefore you're violating my human rights. That's a very dangerous precedent. The problem then becomes tacit approval to persecute Christians because they belong to a group that must be intrinsically racist.
Meanwhile, Hindu extremists in India broke up a Sunday church service and then went on a rampage, according to the International Christian Concern. ICC says the extremists carried swords and threatened the pastor's life if services continued. Church furniture, Bibles, and the mission school bus were all destroyed in the attack. The radicals were mostly teenagers. Seven have been arrested for the crime. You could help by praying for peace and for religious tolerance in India. You're listening to Mission Network News. After doing a telling study on youth in Colombia, One Hope has finished similar research in Ghana. Findings show that although Ghana has a heritage of Christianity, youth there have questions. Chad Causey says,
even though 95% of them claim that forgiveness of sins was through Jesus Christ, 33% said, I don't really believe he was raised from the dead.
One Hope made a presentation to other ministries in Ghana to design new ways to challenge youth in their beliefs and reach them with the gospel.
We're starting to think about new types of programs that challenge the young people to get involved with Christian service and Christian ministry earlier on, so that they are forced to wrestle with these questions of belief at a very deep and existential level and figure out, have I really been converted, or am I just reciting things that I've always been taught from the time I was a child?
Programs will be set in motion once they're completed in the spring of 2010. In other news, Every Child Ministries has the first member of its long-term Uganda team. Two women were confirmed as ECM missionaries at the end of March and will serve in northern Uganda for 2 years. The team will reach out to kids displaced by ongoing hostility in the area. Due to the violence they've seen, kids are extremely needy and vulnerable. ECM says six more people are needed for the long-term team. Short-term teams are going this summer. If you'd like to go, visit our website. And AMG International is doing exciting work in Uganda for the church and for the spread of the gospel. President Paul Jenks says,
pastors in these rural settings have very limited background and very limited resources. And so we have established a program to try to not only provide a basic library for these pastors, but also to do some training.
AMG is providing conferences and materials for pastors to better instruct their churches. Another project brings the gospel and medical care to orphans.
We are in the process of building a facility that we call Camp Elhar. This is an orphanage for children who have the HIV virus themselves or who are orphaned because of their parents died of AIDS.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East, by Tom Doyle of E3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand accounts of Muslims and Jews who are giving their lives to Christ despite the hate, killing, tension, and violence. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.